Meanwhile, after a week in which several US politicians volleyed criticism at the Occupied Territories Bill here, a new opinion poll suggests that the public is divided on how to proceed. According to the Ipsos B&A poll for the Irish Times, about one third of voters think the legislation should either be passed quickly or expanded and passed quickly. But almost 4 in 10 of those polled said the government should investigate the possible consequences for Ireland before passing the bill into law. If enacted, the legislation would ban trade between Ireland and illegal Israeli settlements. Pat Leahy, the Irish Times political editor, has been outlining the poll's findings.
Yeah, well, what we see in today's findings is that voters have become a bit more cautious about the Occupied Territories Bill in recent months. So we gave them a couple of different options when questioning them about this. And the results are that a fifth of voters, that's 20%, say the bill should be passed quickly. Another 14% say that we should add services to the bill and pass it quickly. But the biggest number of people, 38%, say that the government should investigate possible consequences for Ireland before passing the bill. And then further 10% are opposed to passing the bill at all. And when you contrast that, we asked questions about this bill in our last poll in April, at which point there was a small but clear majority of voters who expressed an opinion saying that it should be, you know, introduced immediately. Now there's a bit more of a cautious majority. There's a clear majority of people who expressed an opinion about the bill saying it should either not be progressed or the government should investigate the consequences of it before it passes it. So I think we can see the public is becoming a bit more cautious. They're not saying they're absolutely against it in any circumstances, and they're certainly not saying that there's a diminution of their support for Palestinians. But they are a bit more cautious about this particular measure.
We've also seen these interventions this week from a number of US politicians. How seriously is the government taking these?
I mean, I think privately they're taking it quite seriously. It's not just from American politicians, though we've seen what is presumably quite a coordinated campaign amongst members of Congress to criticise the bill, to call on the Irish government to abandon the bill, labelling it as anti-Semitic and so forth. But we've also seen warnings from IBEC, both at the Oireachtas Foreign Affairs Committee on Wednesday and also yesterday at the McGill Summer School. Danny McCoy, the head of IBEC, was warning about the bill. And I think within government, there is a view, certainly amongst some ministers and senior officials, that a thorough examination of what this bill would do or its potential consequences before it is passed. Bear in mind that the Oireachtas Foreign Affairs Committee, which has been considering the bill for the last couple of weeks, that's on what's called pre-legislative scrutiny. There isn't actually a full bill drafted yet, and that's not going to happen until it comes back to the Dáil, probably in October. So there's a bit of a time to go on this yet.
From Ireland's point of view, is there a danger that this proposed legislation is misunderstood, that Americans think it proposes banning all trade with Israel?
I suppose there's a question as to whether that misunderstanding is willful on behalf of the Israeli lobby in the United States or whether it is a genuine misreading. I mean, as your listeners will probably be aware, the bill concerns at present goods, but only those goods produced in the occupied Palestinian territories, which UN courts have ruled are illegally occupied. Now, Israel disputes those rulings, but the opposition to the bill, and you know, people can go online, they'll see lots of tweets and messages and so forth by American politicians, and they are almost entirely referring to a boycott of Israeli goods, whereas the government is very clear that it is not a boycott of Israeli goods in total, just those goods that are produced in the occupied territories.
The thaw has now broken for the summer. The first part of your poll yesterday would suggest that a considerable part of the electorate is unimpressed by all of the parties at the moment.
Yeah, so we saw in the poll, there was a couple of movements, significant movements in the poll. I think, you know, one of them is the Fine Gael decline, which was really worrying for that party and which had started before the last election and continued into the spring. That has now abated. The decline has abated. They're on 17%. Not where they want to be, of course, but at least the downward trajectory has stopped for now anyway. Sinn Féin came down a bit after a jump in the last poll, and independents went up. There was also a significant increase in undecideds. And we've often seen those two things happening in tandem recently, you know, in recent years. When the government is not massively impressed, when the electorate, rather, is not massively impressed with the government, but is not convinced by the opposition either. And we saw some of the smaller left-wing parties drop off a point as well. They tend to go for independence, or they say they don't know how they will vote. So I think that's the picture that you're seeing at the moment. Not a popular government by any stretch of the imagination, but not one that voters are clamouring to get rid of, or who are one that voters think they made a mistake in returning. There is no evidence for that in the poll.
Irish Times political editor Pat Leahy.